Avalanche forecast for Friday, the 6th of February 2026. The snow sport conditions outside marked and open pistes are precarious. The avalanche danger is within the uppermost range of danger level 3, considerable. All day it applies above 1800 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2. All day, above 1800 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, below 1800 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects northwest to north to northeast. Avalanches can in many places be released in the old snowpack. In isolated cases, these are large and can be released easily even by a single winter sport participant. As a consequence of warming, the likelihood of avalanches being released will increase. Caution is to be exercised in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 1,800 meters. Remotely triggered avalanches are probable. Individual natural avalanches are still not ruled out. The avalanche-prone locations are prevalent and are barely recognizable. Wumping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack are a clear indication of a weakly bonded snowpack. Mostly small loose snow avalanches are possible as a consequence of warming during the day and solar radiation. Individual gliding avalanches can also occur. And now the snowpack. In some localities, up to 50 centimeters of snow has fallen since Tuesday. Some snow will fall. The new snow is lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack, in particular on west, north and east facing slopes above approximately 1,800 meters. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Saturday, the 7th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.